He's rising in the polls and saying conservative things. He's against illegal immigration, Obamacare, gun control, and corporate personhood. But most of all, Ted Cruz wants to revive Christian morality in America.
Last year, the Supreme Court, 5 unelected judges, issued a lawless, fundamentally illegitimate decision purporting to tear down the marriage laws of all 50 states.
Who are the 5 unelected judges, Mr. Cruz? I know you're an Israel firster.
Imagine a president who stands unapologetically with the nation of Israel.
Don't these Baptists know that Jews despise them? And they cheer for the Jews? I mean, 4 out of the 5 judges that voted for same-sex marriage are Jews. Kagan, a reported lesbian. Ginsburg, New York values. Breyer, and Sotomayor, her mother, a Sephardic Jew. If it's you naming the new ones, Cruz, then your Israel First agenda has to go. Jewish judges loyal to Israel vote same-sex marriage too.
By the way, anyone who says the marriage decision is the settled law of the land, anyone who is afraid to stand up to Planned Parenthood, I'll tell you right now, every Supreme Court justice they name will be a disaster. Are you fed up with Republicans nominating liberals to the Supreme Court? Well, you've got direct power over that, which is don't support anyone who's run away from the fight on life and marriage, because if you're not willing to stand and fight on life and marriage, every judge you put on the court is going to be a disaster.
That's right. Now, if Trump gets in, who will he appoint to replace the aging judges? Will he appoint judges that won't overturn same-sex unions? Trump has yet to take a stand on deviant sex dressed up as marriage. Cruz is on the right track with his Senate resolution aimed at repealing the Supreme Court ruling. But his war cry has got to go.
Today, many of us picked up our newspapers, and we were horrified to see the sight of 10 American sailors on their knees with their hands on their heads. And I give you my word, if I am elected president, no serviceman or servicewoman will be forced to be on their knees, and any nation that captures our fighting men and women will feel the full force and fury of the United States of America.
Cut the crap, Cruz. The boats wandered into high-security Iranian waters, close to a military base, and were detained, not captured. Hands on heads, down on knees, is just boarding safety protocol for any interception of an unfriendly vessel in sovereign waters. Our own Coast Guard would do the same. Iran simply slapped a traffic ticket on the boats and then treated the crews to Persian hospitality and cuisine. Yet Cruz calls Persian hospitality terrorism.
Iran, as we've just reported, has released those 4 Americans. At least 3 of them have cleared Iranian airspace. And the Iran nuclear deal went into effect, which means that the U.S. and other Western countries have started lifting sanctions, releasing billions of dollars to Iran. What's your reaction to both?
Well, listen, praise God that the prisoners are coming home, that the Americans are coming home. But at the same time, this deal is a really problematic deal. And it reflects a pattern we've seen in the Obama administration over and over again of negotiating with terrorists.
Sometimes Cruz can be one nasty guy.
Let's talk about the race. Is it now a two-person race between you and Ted Cruz?
No, I don't think so. I think there are other people, but I don't think a lot of people have a great chance. I don't think Ted Cruz has a great chance, to be honest with you. Look, the truth is he's a nasty guy. He was so nice to me. I mean, I knew it. I was watching. I kept saying, come on, Ted, let's go, kid. But he's a nasty guy. Nobody likes him. Nobody in Congress likes him. Nobody likes him anywhere once they get to know him. He's a very... He's got an edge that's not good. You can't make deals with people like that.
But what kind of deals will Trump make? Deals with Israel and the Saudis to make Iran an enemy all over again? Yet with 12 years in the making, the Iranian deal is America's greatest peace achievement in decades. Trump's got his finger on the economy. Cruz has his finger on morality. Before we try to fix countries abroad, let's get our own house in order first.